Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Play Right podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Today, I want to tell you why when you set up your brand new author blog as a self-hosted WordPress site, you don't have to give up your free blog and all of your followers at WordPress.com. In fact, I'm going to lay out my arguments in favor of keeping that blog running. Yesterday, I compared having a blog on WordPress.com to renting a high-rise apartment building in a busy city center. And I compared starting a self-hosted blog to building a house out in the country. The upside is that it's a much fancier dwelling, you own it, and you can do a lot more with it. The downside is that you may soon find you're not getting as many visitors as you used to. So now you have some options. You could double down on your new blog, write a farewell post at WordPress.com that says you're moving, and tell all your followers to make their way over to your new home. You could even have the WordPress staff migrate all your followers to your new blog. Now you're ready to shut the lights off at the old one, but I have a better idea, and this is what I do. I have both. Instead of transferring all my followers to the self-hosted blog and leaving my old blog without any followers at all, I kept them there. And I use my WordPress.com blog to feed my self-hosted blog. In my experience, this is a better strategy for several reasons. First, you don't lose any followers, because sometimes they do leave when they suddenly end up at a site they don't recognize, especially if your new blog has a different focus. Second, they'll continue to see your posts in their readers just like normal, so to them, it will look as though nothing has changed. Because really, nothing has. And third, as I mentioned, if you move all your followers to your new blog, you'll have none at your old blog. And I just think it's a better system to keep those followers there and let them provide a steady flow of traffic to your new blog. Because once they come to check out your new blog, you can capture their email addresses for your mailing list or let them sign up to follow you via what's called an RSS feed, which is something we'll talk about later. Otherwise, it may be difficult to establish a flow of visitors from scratch at your new blog, and you may get discouraged. So here's one way to do it. Since you're now running two sites, each site could serve a different function. For example, I use my free blog to attract followers and write articles about all the stuff I'm doing at my self-hosted blog, such as this podcast, a picture contest, tutorials, and a discussion forum. All these features are possible with a self-hosted blog, and my free blog is great for making my followers aware of all that and establishing that all-important flow of visitors. And many people have even said they didn't realize I had two sites. It was actually inadvertent, but I ended up providing a more or less seamless experience for people as they went between my two blogs. Of course, the downside is that you would be managing two blogs, but I think that the pros outweigh the cons in this case. Since, as I said, my two sites serve different functions, it doesn't actually feel like I'm doing twice the work. And it's not actually twice the work because I don't post articles every day on the self-hosted blog like I do on the free blog. My strategy may not work for everybody in every situation, but it could be a very good strategy for you if you're starting an author blog. Your author blog, obviously, is where people would end up to find out all about you, sign up for your mailing list, buy your ebook if you're selling one, and learn about your upcoming events. The free blog could contain teaser content or excerpts from what you're writing that would entice people to click over to your author blog. That's just an example, and once you understand how this all works, you could really do this any way you please. So I hope I've convinced you to keep your WordPress.com blog up and running, even after your self-hosted author blog is ready to go. And I do offer coaching and other services to help you get that author blog set up with all the bells and whistles, so please visit dreamplaywright.com/coaching, dreamplaywright.com/coaching for all those details. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Play Right is your program. So if you have any comments or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.